Shalom. This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. In watching the news in the light of Bible prophecy, we really could take the scripture that Jesus spoke to us in the 21st chapter of Luke and use this scripture every single week. Because when they ask him, what is the sign of the kingdom being set up? He said, watch the fig tree, that's Israel, and watch the other trees. That's all the other trees in that part of the world. My goodness gracious, all the other nations in that part of the world, the ancient nations and where they are today. We could use it every single week because the news centers on the fig tree Israel. I'm talking about the network news, the internet news, all the television news, the newspapers. They're centering on Israel and they're centering on all the nations round about that are the nations of Bible prophecy. How anyone could doubt the word of God, I do not know. This item I got from Debka File. 9 U.S. military ships are entered the Persian Gulf Wednesday. Assembling off, that would have been May 22nd, assembling off Iran's coast in the largest American naval move since 2003. They sail through the Strait of Hormuz by day. According to U.S. Navy officials, for training exercises, the vessels carry around 17,000 combat and marine personnel. They include 2 aircraft carriers. And the Devka File reports that the maneuvers take place less than 2 weeks after Vice President Dick Cheney visited the region and informed Saudi King Abdullah and fellow Gulf rulers that President George W. Bush has determined that if Iran refuses to waive a nuclear weapon capability, the U.S. will attack its nuclear, military, and economic infrastructure before he leaves the White House in January 2009. Now, this is not what I'm saying. This is what Devka File is saying. You can go on Devka File, D-E-B-K-A-F-I-L-E, and read it. I don't know about when the attack would be, but I do know that President Bush and Tony Blair said that Iran could not be allowed to have nuclear, and most consensus of people agree that this absolutely cannot be allowed to happen. However, they're going right on with their quest for nuclear weapons. This is something I get every Monday from John Hagee and Christians United for Israel. And he reports on what Tony Blair said. And also on Sunday, the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Reza Akhazadeh, announced that Iran will not cease enriching uranium and confirm progress on the state's nuclear program. Reza said, I confirm that our technical efforts, now this was released by the Associated Press on May 20th, 2007. I confirm that our technical efforts are going ahead appropriately, improving nuclear technology and the installation and operation of 50,000 centrifuges are our aim. Iran's foreign minister spokesman backed his statement by saying, we do continue this trend and we will not stop it. And so if they will not stop it and they continue, something could be happening in that area very soon. We will definitely watch Iran. We're also watching Gaza. Remember that it was a year ago that they carried the Jews out of Gaza, and it has become a terrorist center ever since. Now, even people in Israel are saying, we made a mistake. We should take Jews back into Gaza. Their homes are destroyed. Their synagogues are destroyed now in Gaza, and terrorists have taken their place. They continue to rain down rockets on Israel, and an Israeli town of Sderot has been declared in a state of emergency. Israel has intensified their response to these Qassam rockets, even taking out some Hamas headquarters. There is also some warfare going on in Lebanon. It's a civil warfare between the Lebanese government and the Hezbollah. And so things are in a state of much disorder there. Some of our people in the area, and you can read this on lots of sites, internet sites, are saying that the war that was not finished with the Hezbollah may indeed spring back up in the summer. And in the summer, we're going to be going, Christians United for Israel, We're going to be going to Washington, D.C. for our summer blitz. I want to invite you to go with us. We need to go. We need to go and speak. We'll have appointments. We're taking people from every state. We want you. We'll have appointments with every senator and with every congressperson, and you will be able to go in that office, and we will speak with a united voice that we must absolutely stand with Israel. We have to stand with Israel. If you would like to, when President Bush first went into office, I made a tape. I did it at our prayer conference, and I said, if I could speak to President Bush, and I did a DVD if you'd like to see it, but we also have it on CD and tapes, and you can find it online from our catalog, what I would say to him and what I would say to President Bush, he absolutely did not do. I believe that what we are facing in Jerusalem is what has, I believe that President Bush himself has his nose dived. And I said that. I said in that tape, I said to him, don't do what your father did that caused his ratings to nosedive, to plummet. And he did those things. And he did it regarding Jerusalem. The absolute biggest thing that has happened, Bible prophecy-wise, is we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of Jerusalem coming back into the hands of the Jews after hundreds, thousands plus, almost 2,000 years. Jesus gave this prophecy. He said, in Luke 21:24, and they, the Jews, he gave this prophecy in 30 AD, approximately. And they, the Jews, shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, the nations, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And Jerusalem, 40 years later, 40 is such a number. 40 years later, it's a number of probation. It's a number of testing. It's a number of how will you turn out after 40 years or 40 days. In the Bible, it's used many, many times. A baby is carried in its mother's womb 40 weeks. It matures. The time matured. The time matured for this prophecy to come through 40 years after Jesus spoke it. And Titus came and burned the temple, burned the city, and the Jews were carried away into captivity. But Jesus skips then 1,900 years or so and says, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Nations overran Jerusalem until, it was on that day, June 7th, 1967, on the Hebrew calendar. This year, it was May 16 that we celebrated it. 40 years ago, that prophecy was fulfilled that Jesus said it came back on the Jewish calendar date of ER 28, June 7 on our Gregorian calendar. At the end of the miraculous six-day war, the old city of Jerusalem came into the hands of the Jews. Now, they celebrated big in Israel, but I'm so disappointed in what our government did. Evangelicals blast Jerusalem Day boycott. A prominent Jerusalem-based evangelical organization slammed on Tuesday the decision of much of the international community to boycott celebrations marking the 40th anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem, calling the move, quote, a perverse and immoral act. Quote, the Jewish, this is what Reverend Malcolm Heading, executive director of the International Christian Embassy, wrote to the Jewish Jerusalem mayor, Uri Lupolansky. This is what ICEJ, Malcolm Heading, wonderful organization, Christian organization, wrote to the mayor. The Jewish restoration to Jerusalem in modern times is one of the clearest cases of historic justice ever, whereby a people longing to return to a land and a holy city from which they were violently uprooted millennia ago finally realized that sustaining dream. Yet due to Arab pressures and threats, the Jewish return to Jerusalem has been perversely turned into an immoral act, Reverend Malcolm Heading said. The unabashedly pro-Israel Jerusalem-based evangelical ICE was established in the city in 1980 at a time when foreign embassies were leaving the city to relocate in Tel Aviv. There are currently no foreign embassies in Jerusalem, due to the city's disputed status. The letter came just one day after U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Richard Jones, as well as EU representatives, boycotted the official Knesset ceremony marking Jerusalem Day. Heading wrote in his letter, quote, "Jerusalem remains a burdensome stone among the nations, as borne out by the decision of much of the international community to boycott this year's Jerusalem Day observance," Heading wrote in his letter. Earlier this week, the mayor blasted foreign governments for planning to boycott this week's events. Quote, "Whoever does not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel does not recognize the state of Israel. I am ashamed to report to you that the United States State Department boycotted the celebration." Again, I say, Jerusalem is the apple of God's eye, and all nations are judged on how they treat it. When God fulfilled that ancient prophecy and brought them home, we should recognize it. President Bush should have recognized it. The State Department should have recognized it. We'll have to pray and ask forgiveness for this terrible injustice. For the next 2 weeks on my radio broadcast, and we do carry that here on the web, you can see it. For the next 2 weeks on my radio broadcast, you will be able to hear me talk about why Jerusalem. Why does it mean so much? We're going to go into the Bible. Why is it so important to God? Why is it so important to the prophecies of the New Testament? And on Friday, we're going to have a surprise on our radio broadcast. You be sure that you tune in, watch us, and hear our Friday broadcast. And I would like to say to you, as you are watching the news and you see President Bush talk about Iraq, and you see him talk about the threat that international terrorism has made to the United States of America, our best hope is for President Bush and the United States to bless Israel. So please pray for our president. It says in Timothy that we are to lift up our leaders. Let's pray for them, that they'll have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and that they will know what to do, and they will do it. It is the only chance. Whether you're a sheep nation or a goat nation depends upon how you treat Israel. Radio listeners, I want you to be with us Friday for the Friday broadcast. Don't miss it. We're going to play for you a riveting recording of when Jesus' prophecy was fulfilled in 1967, when those Israelis got to that wall and when they came into Jerusalem and took it back and it was united. We're going to play for you the broadcast from that day. You'll hear gunshots. You'll hear a shofar. It's amazing. Now, I want to make you a radio offer, only a radio offer, a book, a hardback book, Forever My Jerusalem. It reads like a novel, but it is the true account of a little girl who lived in Jerusalem in 1948 when that city was divided and fell into the hands of the Jordanians. It will explain to you, please, what happened. Please call 1-800-972-3447. It's $10 plus shipping. 1-800-972-3447.